So we're learning Hilchos Tshuva, and in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Beis, we learned Perek Beis Halacha Aleph and Beis last time. And Perek Beis Halacha Beis, if you remember, Rav Salvechik is bothered by the kasha that how come in Perek Aleph the Rambam has Charata first, and in Perek Beis the Rambam has Kabbalah Asin first. And the Rav explained there's like two types of tshuva. There's what we call the immature tshuva of emotional tshuva, and then there's the mature, sophisticated, intellectual tshuva. Intellectual tshuva begins with Kabbalah Asid. Happens if you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah talks about that there are two types of averes that people do. Sometimes a person is fundamentally a good Jew, but b'mikre, you ended up violating an avera. And sometimes you have a person who's a Baal Aveira, that this is their thing. They speak Lashon Hara all the time. I mean, like, what's Shabbos lunch without a good piece of Lashon Hara? Take lunch without cholent. You know, like, come on. Right? There are people who do Aveiras all the time. It's habitual, it's mamish, like part of their identity. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that if you do an Aveira on an occasional basis, so then it starts with Charata. It's shaykh to feel bad for it. However, if you do an Avera because this has become your entire gisha, this has been your approach to everything, so then you've gotta first intellectually like get to a place when you recognize that this is wrong before you can feel bad. You're not gonna feel bad if this is like so much ingrained in who you are. In order to get to feel bad, you have to what's it called? You have to first intellectually do some sort of tshuva. There is a slight discussion whether intellectual tshuva is harder than emotional tshuva or easier. Rev Yisrael Salanter writes in the Kochvei Ar that intellectual tshuva is pretty easy. Emotional tshuva, that's like really hard. But it's funny that the Rambam seems to say it, again, it's not necessarily hard versus easy in the Rambam. But it's what is considered better tshuva, right? The Rambam feels that tshuva, the better form of tshuva is the intellectual tshuva rather than the emotional tshuva. Now, if you read Perek Beis Halacha Beis, right? Mahi hatshuva, hu sheyazav achotei chet'o, v'yasir machshavto. You get the chait out of, you leave the chait, remove it from the from your mind. The yigmar ode, you make a decision, you won't do it again. The chain, moreover, the chain, and moreover, yisnachem al sha'avar, you should regret what you did, etc. Shinemar, right? He quotes the pasuk. And then Yodea Talumos Laolam. And then the Ribbono Shalom can testify that you won't do the chait again. It sounds like the Kabbalah al Asid has to be so firm that the Ribbono Shalom can testify. Now, the Lechem Mishnah is already bothered by like the philosophical question, right? The Ribbono Shalom can testify about stuff no matter what, because God knows all the future. But what it probably means is what the Lechem Mishnah answers. That Yad Olav Yodea Talumos means that I am bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam as an aid. My resolve is so strong that I won't do the chait again. That's Kiyom saying, Hashem, you testify I'm never going to do it again. It's almost like Hazinu Hashamayim Vadabera, right? That you, right? Haydosi bachem hayom es hashamayim ves ha'ores ha'chayim amos nasati lofanecha psukim in vayelachin, this week's parasha Hazinu, right? You are bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam to testify. It is a little bit strange that Avodas HaMelech points out this Yodei, this Yod Olav Yodea Talumos in the Rambam comes after the Charata. Right? You would think that Yod Olav Yodea Talumos should be part of the Kabbalah Asid. My Kabbalah is so firm, the Ribbono Shel Olam can testify I won't do it again. Yet in the Rambam, his sequence of things is Azivas HaChet, Kabbalah Asid, Charata, then Yaidolav Yodea Talumos. Right? It seems like Yaidolav is in the wrong place. So the Avodas HaMelech, that's the Rav's uncle, answers
Now, no, the Yadov Yondei HaTalmos means my resolve is really strong. How do I know my resolve is strong? Well, first of all, I have charetta. First of all, I decide not to do it, and I emotionally feel that I can't do it again, right? I have charetta. Charetta is not easy. After you have charetta, then shall it all of Yondei HaTalmos. Right? After you have charetta, then the Ribbono Shel Olam can testify that you're not going to do it again. Those are some of the points that are worth mentioning. It's also noteworthy that Rabbeinu Yonah has the same type of idea, and he goes through that the psukim in Hosea give you the sequence of the tshuva. No? Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki chashartem b'avanecha kechu yimachem devarim means that you need vidui. V'shuvu el Hashem, right? Imru alav kotisa avon v'kachto v'neshama parim sfateinu, right? Meaning that you have, I'm sorry, I think he says ki chashartem b'avanecha means that you stumbled. So there's aziva sachet, you start stumbling with aveira. Then kechu yimachem devarim is vidui, right? And then Imru Elav, etc. That's going to be the Kabbalah Asid. That's the way that Rabbi Yonah writes it. The Rambam quotes different psukim. For Rabbi Yonah, everything is from the same pasuk. Again, so these are some of the thoughts. Tshuva is good. We should all try to do tshuva. Okay, Kol Tov. Have a great day, Kol Tov.